John Jessop.
My guest is on the other line and he's phoning all the way from Norway. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just waiting for the summer to come and the borders to open.
Yeah, yeah. Are you having a bad time over in Norway, mate?
I'm having okay time at the moment now. It's better and better of this corona thing, but we still wait for the summer weather to arrive.
Yeah, I mean, whereabouts in Norway are you, Pete?
I'm in Trondheim, in the middle of Norway.
Right, is that sort of a big holiday resort?
No, it's more like a university city.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Yeah, you fit well in there, hey?
Yeah, I'm born here, so I like to be here sometimes.
Yeah. How's the last 18 months affected you, mate?
Oh, it's been very hard. But nobody has opened a little bit for touring again, so we have start playing concerts again. We are as allowed to play for 200 people now, so it's a little bit better, but the last year has been terrible, financial, and we have been locked down and stay at home.
Yeah, no.
Don't go out. So we had the same problem as you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the industry that we're in, Peter, it's been really absolutely downtrodden and, you know, left to rot, really, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been a bit crazy. Very difficult months. A very difficult year.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, was your diary looking quite healthy before we went into lockdown, Pete?
Yeah, it was, and suddenly we took all the way from... All the way was cancelled, everything, and we are seeing some lights now, and it's opening, and more people get vaccinated every day, and so I'm more happy now.
Good. So when your diary was full, Pete, and we went into the lockdown, are those dates going to rekindle themselves?
Some, not. No, it's a little different from case to case.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But I'm sure you know I'm a man of your esteem and quality. You know they'll be chomping at the bit to have you back working again because you got a great single out at the moment, haven't you, the Scandinavian Girl?
Yeah, it's going quite well, and I'm very proud of it. And so I hope the people of Liverpool would like it.
Yes, yeah, we played it, and you know, it was good response.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. So,
was that a self penned song, Peter?
Yeah.
All your own penning.
The song is about a Scandinavian girl, of course. that's about a girl I know very well. Yeah.
Right, okay. I thought it was very close to the heart when it was playing it. I thought, there's a bit of a personal touch here.
Yeah, you know, the girl that is about even helped me wrote the lyrics. So it's very close to the heart.
Yeah, very, very, yeah. So what's in the pipeline, Pedro? You know, I mean, we've got the single out now. Is there an EP or is there an album knocking on the door?
Yeah, it's coming an album in September, the 24th of September. It's an album with 10 new songs, and of course, including the Scandinavian Girl.
Yes.
So, looking very forward to release. It will be released on download and Spotify and vinyl and CD. And even the Scandinavian Girl is out on vinyl.
Wow! Oh, I'm gonna have to get hold of Harriet because we could do with some vinyl there up here in Liverpool. I mean, certainly spin it for you, you know, because vinyl's
very. Yeah, she will send you some vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl's on the up and up, like it is most probably in your country.
Yeah, because that's the vinyl is the it's the music product with a soul. That's what we grow up with, and that's vinyl will always be nails your heart.
Yes.
Even the cover, and you can write everything.
I know, yeah.
And have something different.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was so very proud now, because when released Scandinavian Girl, it's come on a vinyl single, and last time I released a vinyl single was in 1990.
Good grief.
so it was very fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, yeah, it's a different feel to everything, or it just puts a different feel onto the music as well, Peter, you know. But no, I'll look forward to that. I'll talk to Harriet about it. Have you got a title of the album?
Yeah, hopefully only Corona time will be over, so we can follow on our homepage. We will put out something about it very soon, but the title will be Raise Your Glasses.
Raise Your Glasses.
It's time to celebrate.
it certainly is, my friend. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's the tour dates like, Peter? What tour dates have you got lined up?
Not for the UK yet, but hopefully we'll be late this year or next year. I really don't know yet. But in the summer, though, we go around Norway.
Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah, get all the home birds on your side, and then do the European tour, which includes us here in Liverpool, I hope, and you know, in the early spring and or in the summer next year.
Hopefully, I'm looking very forward to come back to Liverpool. I've been in the city a few times, and I really enjoy that city.
Yes, yeah. Where have you been in Liverpool, Pete?
I have been to the football stadium, to Anfield Road, of course. but I've been in Matthew Street, even in the morning and even in the night.
Yeah, been in the cavern?
Yeah, of course. I've been there and at the Albert Docks. I even took the ferry across the Mersey. So I've been,
well,
been around.
Our radio station, we're only like 12 months old on the 25th of July, but We're in the penthouse suite, and we face the Albert Dock.
Yeah. I've been in the Albert Dock.
Yeah, so you'll know where we are, mate.
Yeah, I wrote a song about Liverpool for 10 years ago, a song that it's called Come on, bring me to Liverpool. It means come with me to Liverpool.
Oh, wow.
And we have a party in Matthew Street and a drink in Albert Docks and take the ferry across the Mersey.
Fabulous, mate. Well.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, it's on. I'll check it out, mate. I really will. Yeah, thank you for that. Anyway, my old friend, thank you for taking the time to give us a call from your home in Norway. I wish you all the best with the single, and let's get this European leg of the tour, you know, early spring, summer next year, and don't forget us in Liverpool.
I'll never forget Liverpool.
Peter, it's been an absolute wow to talk to you, my friend, and I'll sort out the vinyl with Harriet, and thank you very much indeed, mate.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
Yeah, stay safe, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
John Jessop, the music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.